As he drove Luckman and Barris back north, he chuckled aloud. Dog shit, he said. Dog shit. Humor and dog shit, he thought, if you can flash on it. Funny dog shit.
Better change lanes and pass that Safeway truck, Luckman said. A hump is hardly moving.
He moved into the lane to the left and picked up speed. But then, when he took his foot off the throttle, the pedal all at once fell to the floor mat, and at the same time, the engine roared all the way up furiously and the car shot forward at enormous, wild speed.
Slow down, both Luckman and Barris said together.
By now, the car had reached almost 100. Ahead, a VW van loomed. His gas pedal was dead. It did not return, and it did nothing. Both Luckman, who sat next to him, and Barris, beyond him, threw up their arms instinctively. Arctor twisted the wheel and shot by the VW van to its left, where a limited space remained before a fast-moving Vette filled it up. The Corvette honked, and they heard its brakes screech. Now Luckman and Barris were yelling. Luckman suddenly reached and shut off the ignition. Meanwhile, Arctor shifted out of gear into neutral. The car slowed, and he braked it down, moved into the right-hand lane, and then, with the engine finally dead and the transmission out of gear, rolled off onto the emergency strip and came by degrees to a stop. The Corvette, long gone down the freeway, still honked its indignation, and now the giant Safeway truck rolled by them and for a deafening moment sounded its own warning air horn.
What the hell happened? Barris said.
Arctor, his hands and voice and the rest of him shaking, said, The return spring on the throttle cable, the gas. It must have caught or broken. He pointed down. They all peered at the pedal, which lay still flat against the floor. The engine had revved up to its entire maximum RPM, which for his car was considerable. He had not clocked their final highest road speed, probably well over 100. And, he realized, though he had been reflexively pushing down on the power brakes, the car had only slowed. Silently, the three of them got onto the emergency pavement and raised the hood. White smoke drifted up from the oil caps and from underneath as well, and near-boiling water fizzled from the overflow spout of the radiator. Luckman reached over the hot engine and pointed.
Not the spring, he said. It's the linkage from the pedal to the carb. See? Fell apart.
The long rod lay aimlessly against the block, hanging impotently and uselessly down with its locking ring still in place.
So the gas pedal didn't push back up when you took your foot off. But,
he inspected the carb for a time, his face wrinkled.
There's a safety override on the carb, Barris said, grinning and showing his synthetic-like teeth. This system, when the linkage parts...
Why'd it part? Arctor broke in. Shouldn't this locking ring hold the nut in place? He stroked along the rod. How could it just fall off like that? As if not hearing him, Barris continued.
If for any reason the linkage gives, then the engine should drop down to idle as a safety factor.
But it revved up all the way instead. He bent his body around to get a better look at the carb.
This screw has been turned all the way out, he said. The idle screw, so that when the linkage parted, the override went the other way, up instead of down.
Well, how could that happen? Luckman said loudly. Could it screw itself all the way out like that accidentally?
Without answering, Barris got out his pocket knife, opened the small blade, and began slowly screwing the idle adjustment screw back in. He counted aloud, 20 turns of the screw to get it in.